Here's Sam again with a Derek James feature about the music industry.
It all began in 1963 when some lads from Norfolk beat bands, the Wildcats, the Vikings and the Teen Beats, got together in an Aylsham public house, the Stonemasons Arms. They called themselves the Planets and they went on to have an extraordinary life in showbiz. With Barry Lee, Mike and Tony Dybul, Roger Reynolds and Angus Jarvis on stage, they became one of the most popular groups of the 1960s in these parts. Well, many of you will remember that by the early 1970s, the Brother Lees, with Tony, Roger and Mike, and Angus as musical director, were becoming one of the best-loved comedy and singing acts in the land and TV stars. In Kingsley Harris's book, The Anglian Beat, East Anglian Bands of the 50s and 60s, we read about the early years and how their careers were launched. The boys gathered at the Stonemasons to practice because it was run by Mike and Tony's parents, and they were good. They produced a demo record in London and in 1964 entered the Ready Steady Win contest and recorded the ballad So Much in Love, which was screened on the TV show Ready Steady Go in July 1964. Now, the eventual winners were the Bow Street Runners, which would later feature a great artist, Mike Patto, who grew up in Hingham and fronted the Continentals in Norwich during 1965. The Planets hit the headlines when they entered the Norwich Mercury Evening News Great Beat competition at the Royal Norfolk Showground in July of 1965 and picked up a cheque for £150, which was a handy sum in those days. They became professional, and soon afterwards they were making roads at the Abbey Road Studios at the same time as the Beatles and touring with the biggest names in the business. When Barry left the band in the 1970s, Roger, Tony and Michael, with music director Angus Jarvis, turned to musical comedy and went on the road and became TV favourites. Between the mid-1970s and 80s, they appeared on television more than 65 times, 16 on The Generation Game with Bruce Forsyth and Larry Grayson, and they were invited to perform at a number of royal galas. "We had some amazing times, and it was a lot of fun," said Roger, who went on to run the Broadland Snooker Centre in Norwich.